people have decided to show that by demonstrating, because the suffering that the people of Zimbabwe are going through is beyond anybody's capabilities.
So, Honorable Juma, do you think that ZANU-PF is feeling the impact of these kind of protests?
This whole thing is wayward. What is a demonstration about a system that has failed or a system that is failing got to do with looting a supermarket and burning vehicles? This is a clear sign of an act of thuggery. People that are just thugs, people who are directionless, who don't know what they're doing. If you want to do a demonstration, I know that you can do a peaceful demonstration and over a petition. But if you start to burn vehicles, if you start to loot shops, what statement are you sending, really?
Honorable Kumalo, I think you can hear clearly. Honorable Chuma is saying, there's a problem here. You know, looting and burning is not the issue here.
Honorable Chuma is not being sincere. As members of parliament for the MDCT, Honorable Chamisa tried to move a motion on the police brutality, on the people that are having peaceful demonstration. Chuma is one of the people that denied that motion to go through parliament so that we can have a solution on the issue, on the police brutality on people. Because most of these things are happening, they are being caused by the police who are beating up and tear gassing or peaceful demonstrating Zimbabweans. I am one of the victims of the police brutality. Sitting in my office at Harvest House, the police decided to throw tear gas into an office. Surely, any normal person is going to be triggered by such behavior. Police have no respect for people's rights in Zimbabwe. So they are the causers of those commotions.
Honorable Chuma, the police are problematic, according to Honorable Kumalo. But at the end of the day, you know, the issue really is around the way Zimbabwe is going. Zimbabwe is going the wrong way, Honorable Chuma, right?
Zimbabwe is going the wrong way because of people who are not sincere about Zimbabwe. People who demonize Zimbabwe instead of helping it to go up and grow. If we only put our efforts, concerted efforts, to grow in Zimbabwe, we can grow it. But if you are going to go and stand there and demonize it and close people to come in and invest in Zimbabwe, how are we going to grow, honestly speaking? So it's a matter of, when you're pointing one finger at yourself, remember there are three fingers practically pointing back at you to question you and your integrity as well towards whatever you're pointing for. So the problem is that we are not being sincere about Zimbabwe as our country. We've got some other agendas in our mind. But if we were to come together and say, let us grow Zimbabwe together, we will grow it. We are not failures if we put our minds together in Zimbabwe.
Honorable Kumalo, where are these demos going? You know, like what Honorable Chuma was saying, you know, burning, looting and all those kind of things. But where are they going, really?
How do we put our minds together when people like Honorable Chuma are the people that are refusing that as legislators of this country, we sit in that parliament and correct the wrongs that are taking place? People like Honorable Chuma and ZANU-PF are refusing to listen to what the people are saying. These demonstrations, they started very small after the disappearance of Zamara. They decided not to listen to what Zamara was saying. They said what they did, they kidnapped him and killed him. So how then do they expect people to do when they don't want to listen? How then do they expect people to put their heads together when they don't want to listen to what the people are saying? ZANU-PF and the Honorable Chuma, you are no longer listening to the people, you are listening to yourself. And as long as you are listening to yourself, people are going to react. If you put a person in a corner, they will always find a way to get out.
And Honorable Chuma, we see that pastors were protesting today. Some individuals have done that. Civic society groups have been doing it. And NERA tomorrow, they are actually protesting too. So these protests actually point to a very serious problem in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, is there any way that protesters, this grievances can be addressed?
Yes, grievances should be addressed and they must be addressed. And I think government insists in trying to address them and explaining things to people to make sure that people understand these things. But the problem that we have is that we've got the MDC there blaming us for everything that happens in Zimbabwe. Now they're even blaming us for Itai Zamara. But look, the honest truth is that there are people who were stronger than Itai Zamara, who did worse than Itai Zamara, and they are still there, including Honorable Thabita Kumalo herself. She knows what she's been capable of doing and what she's been doing, but she's never disappeared. But Itai Zamara, somebody who's not even known, I never knew about Itai Zamara until the time when you were said to have disappeared. How and why would we be charged for making his disappearance happen? for a person called Itai Dzamara? Why not Tabitha Kumalo? Why not Morgan Tsvangirai? Why not Job Sikala? Why not Tendai Biti? Why not people that really matter, who have really caused shivers down our spine, but they are still here? And then we talk about Itai. Come on. Let's be honest. Let's not blame everything on ZANU-PF. Even now, when the rains don't come, they'll say it's ZANU-PF. When there's a cold spell, it's ZANU-PF. Are we being fair, then?
Honorable Kumalo, you know, lastly, will these protests actually, you know, bring some kind of social and economic transformation in Zimbabwe?
Whether it's going to bring a transformation or not, but people, the Zimbabweans, are sending a message to Honorable Chuma and ZANU-PF to say they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want the government to give them the 2.2 million jobs that they promised.